she can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for November 22nd, episode 65.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen of the Spanx scene.
I knew you were going to say something.
I might as well get it out of the way right away. Hello, hello, my queen. Hello,
we'll
my queen.
We'll tell that story.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. Right off the bat, you make me. What's with the jazz hands over there? You're like, whoa.
I'm all excited. I'm jitty to do the show, man. I love this show. You know why I love this show? First of all, I do it with you.
Yes.
Second of all, we just sit down, we start, and we go.
Yeah.
There's no like warm. I mean, it's always the same. Well, can you hear me? You say, no, I can't hear myself.
Speak
it doesn't
for yourself.
Sound good.
I am planning all week.
This is what
and
I
then
mean.
I wake up and like Monday, it's like, oh my gosh, I got to do the newsletter again.
Hey, cheers, me darling. Let's get
it's
this.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Wait, I didn't hear it.
Oh. Ooh,
whoa.
We're going to break these glasses. Jeez.
Ooh. Let me get a little of the bouquet. Let me get this bouquet.
Let me smell. I'm going to swirl it like David.
Like David.
David.
Yes, David.
He goes to town on it.
I know.
Like,
he was swirling the other day. I'm like, that's going to slosh over, man.
You're going to spill some of that liquid gold there, dude.
Hey, this is pretty good. Let me see. What is this?
Steak and potatoes.
Steak and potatoes. Now, this is a wine we received from who?
We got it at the meetup. We actually got it
from Adam. Salty Crayon.
Mr. Robot.
He's also Salty Crayon.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, this is his new, for his show, Upbeats.
Mm.
Yeah, he's Mr. Robot.
Ooh, that's
Salty
Crayon.
It's very good.
Well, there's a note.
Yes.
Oh, you want to read about the wine first?
And so, yes, there's a couple of things
there's
I need to say
things,
about
yeah.
it. A few things. First, if you go to the website, currythekeeper.com, you can see that it's not just a bottle. There's a picture of the bottle with a contraption on top, which we'll talk about in a moment.
Yes.
Steak and Potatoes, Cabernet Sauvignon, California, 2021. And it says, a tradition found on dinner tables across the country, steak and potato wines are crafted to complement hearty meals that define those special family moments.
We should have had it at dinner tonight.
We had steak and potatoes. Mm-hmm. At least I did. Distinctively complex, this classic Cabernet Sauvignon establishes itself with aromas of, what are you tasting?
Hold on. I just took a tiny sip.
You can totally get this. There's so much in here. Like, you could at least get one of them. What do you get?
Berries.
Blackberry, yes. Do you get...
black pepper.
Do you get currant, yes. A dark chocolate, do you get that? Do you get round flavors of espresso?
Yes.
And do you get... some, no, you don't. Did you get any cedar layered with toasty oak?
No.
Well, no. Why don't you read the note? Then I want to explain what we have on top of this thing.
So this was given to us at the Trifecta meetup that we went to on Saturday with Damonette and Pastor Jimmy. So this is from Adam, is Mr. Wine. Robot. And he has been generous. He has dropped off wine for us from Augusta Vin. What you looking for?
Something very important.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What'd you lose?
My vape.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Really? Do we need to...
Stop the show.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if I did. I lose it? What did I do
with
it?
He's going through convulsions over here.
Hold on. We'll pause.
I swear you should have one in every room.
No, I have one. Hold on.
You still haven't found it?
Sometime later.
Yes. Are you going to edit that out? I just sat here.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have one in every room, like how people have reader glasses, because you lose that thing.
But I also lose my glasses.
You lose your glasses,
I lose
too.
My glasses.
It's a game that we play here.
I need a holster.
Yeah, it's something.
I need a holster. They go.
Remember when you bought the chain for your glasses and all the food crumbs got...
My glasses.
I was like, you need a glass. You need your glasses on a chain because
horrible,
he kept missing.
Horrible.
He kept
horrible.
Losing them and he got one. And
I also looked like I was 80 instantaneously. Like,
but
my glasses.
It was filled with crumbs of food.
It was nasty. Yes.
Good times.
Yes, I did. Okay. Good times. I remember this very well.
Anyway.
All right. So the note.
Okay. So this is from Adam, Mr. Robot. And Adam has given us bottles of wine in the past, notably an Augusta Vin bottle. This was some time ago.
Yes.
So he was at the meetup. He's a lovely, lovely man. It says, Tina and Adam, I never got a chance to drop more wine off in person due to life happening. I hope you'll enjoy this wine because the name made me laugh. And I know once Tina starts laughing, it becomes contagious to not want to join along. Adam, I'm like you. I need my potatoes.
Potatoes, man.
When I'm eating some good beef from KNC Cattle. Yeah. Wish I could be closer and have a real community like you have with Fred and the church. Aww. Aww. My faith has really been tested this year and it's been mostly on my own. Aww. Well, job reasons in the future will most likely have me moving further south towards Austin. Thank you for everything since the Beef Initiative meetups. Adam. P.S. I've tried that wine before. It's very bold. Vineyard Nation Cork Soakers KTLD.
Yes, KTLD. Yes.
Thank you so much.
KTL jingle. There it is. Lid down.
Thank you so much, Adam.
And he said he might come through town. I said, man, anytime, brother. Just let us know in advance. We'll hang out with you. This is a good wine, actually. I kind of like this. That's quite good.
I like it, too. California.
So if you look at the currynthekeeper.com website for episode 65, you'll see a contraption on top of this, which was our gift from Michael Anastasio.
Yeah, I know.
And it came with a note. Young couple, as he always starts, because, he's my age, exactly. But thank you.
And I'm older, but thank you, Michael.
Here is an early Christmas present for two of my favorite people. Please use it in good health. Share God, share love, and share wine. Your OG Samonier, Michael. P.S. This is not Brian.
And you love this thing. This is pretty amazing. So
I saw this for the first time in my life at Familia Torres Winery when we did our tour.
Oh, did she? Oh, she had that there.
It was exactly this thing, the Coravin. And what it is the purpose of it is so that you don't have to open the... So if you just want a glass of a great wine, let's say you're married and your wife decides to go all carnivore and stop drinking. It could happen, right? I mean, yes, it's really weird.
Sounds terrible.
And you just want to have, because you don't always want to drink the Argelet with the screw on top because, it's like you can just screw the top back on and that'll be good for a couple of days of drinking, like hooch.
Yes.
So maybe you want to have some steak and potatoes, which you get from your friend. And
So
it has a needle and so you don't take the cork out. You push the needle through the cork. And then when you go to pour, you press this little button on here. It has a canister of argon gas.
Okay.
Which is, I don't know, some gas.
And we have replacements for that?
Yeah, we have six. You can order them. And so when you pour it, you hit the little button, the wine pours out. It's immediately replaced with this gas so that there's no oxygen in the bottle. And you can basically keep the rest of the wine for months or years. Okay. It'll stay good.
I have a couple questions.
Okay, question now, one.
Do you take that off the bottle?
Yes, I'll take it off the bottle, but I'm going to have more. So
isn't there a hole?
It's a tiny, tiny needle, so it closes up.
Really?
Because it's a cork. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And I saw this at the Familia Torres when they had, remember they had there's only 200 bottles of this wine.
Yes,
and then she stuck this cork in this needle thing. And I was fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. After the third glass, I was like, and so this is the first time I'm trying it on the steak and potatoes.
Nice.
And it works perfectly. And I was able to measure your 4 ounces precisely because you hit the little button, it pours perfectly.
Yes, yes.
It's a great gift.
Wow, very cool.
It is, in fact, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Thank you so
love
much,
it.
Michael.
Very happy.
That was really, really kind.
And perfect to test it with Mr. Robot's steak and potatoes.
Yes, steak and potatoes.
It's beautiful. Love that.
Yes, yeah.
Ah, it's a great gift, by the way, for the wine lover in your family.
Yes, yeah.
It's a great gift.
And the day we got it
so sincere when you go, yes, yeah. What do you want? It's QVC? QVC. What a great item.
Did you get in on the button.
Hello, did you get in on this item? Yes, I did.
$19.99.
We could do that. We could sell products on QVC.
I was going to say that the day we got it, we had Andrea and David over.
Mm-hmm.
And we had them over because we wanted them to taste the wine that we had shipped from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was, we ordered half a case and we ordered two bottles of
the 2014. We got two bottles of the 2014 Familia Torres Gran Murales.
Yes. And so I sent Andrea pictures of the three different wines.
This is the wine where you said, you're not drinking that without me.
That's right.
And then we decided that we would not drink it at all until we had the first person over who knows about wine, which would be David.
Exactly. He knows everything about wine.
Yes. And so we had Now
he's serious about it too.
You know how serious he is?
I know he sent you a long note.
He sent me tasting notes.
Oh, about which wine?
About the 2014 from Lea Torres, Grand Morales.
Okay.
Do you mind if I read that?
No, go right ahead.
Well, he says, thanks again for the outstanding evening and chance to taste this Catalan gem, which was refreshingly different, predicated on the all-native Catalan grape varieties, two of which I'd never heard of or tasted.
So we blew him away.
We blew him away.
We introduced him to something new.
Here we go. The 2014 vintage is a blend of the following grapes.
Oh.
Carniena, 44%. Grenache, 29%. Querol, 19%. Montsatrel, 5%. And Garo, 3%. The wine was fermented in stainless steel and aged in new French oak for 18 months, which is typical of ultra-premium wines.
Oh.
Are you getting the idea how serious he is?
Wow.
The grapes are grown...
He researched it.
Yeah, well, and he cared about this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the grapes...
And we're just drinking it.
We're like...
It's red.
Swirl it. Swirl it some more.
What do you smell? Mulch?
Mulch? The grape... It gets better. The grapes are grown at the foot of a wall surrounding the monastery of Poblet in the commune of Conca de Barbera in Catalan, Spain. The subject wall where the grapes are grown is pictured on the wine label. Note that Conca de Barbera has no relation to the Italian grape variety Barbera. Noted.
Okay.
We stood the bottle upright to allow the sediment to settle at the bottom of the bottle. I'm almost done, but it's beautiful. The bottle was opened at room temperature, half an hour in advance, and decanted to filter out any sediment. The wine was opaque, dark ruby color, looking youthful for its age.
Oh.
The wine had black fruit aromas of plums with layered notes of licorice, vanilla, and black pepper. The wine had a wonderful mouthfeel, full-bodied on the palate, with soft tannins and round acidity, followed by a medium silky finish. This wine is peaking, paired with grilled lamb chops and the chef keeper's story on a beautiful evening. It doesn't get any better.
Aww.
This is world-class wine in the top 1% of wines in the world. Don't take my word for it. The wine won best show at the Decanter World Wine Awards. Woo!
Wow. We chose the right ones. We were so drunk, we didn't know which ones to choose.
That one. The largest international wine competition in the world. Of the 17,000 wines from 57 countries, only 8 Spanish wines won best in show.
Wow.
And it says, thank you again, Brother Adam and Tina, of course. Andre and I feel blessed to have shared the evening and wine with you and Tina. Very sincerely, from David.
Oh, wow.
This is my guy right here.
Wow.
How about that, huh? Yeah. And we just like, it's good.
See, we should.
You like it? Yeah, I like it. It's nice. Andrea
really liked it too. She was like, this is really good.
She's like, more.
You know, and I mean, when we got the bottles, that's what first thing we said is we have to have Dave and Andrea over because he is so knowledgeable.
He's so into it. Yeah.
We're not. We're just like, yeah, this is special. We'll save it.
Yeah. Nice label.
Yeah.
Pretty.
But when I sent the pictures of the three different varieties that we got, and he noticed that there was a stain on the label.
Yeah, he thought that the cork of this one bottle had been compromised. That's why he had me stand it upright in case there was any sediment. But when we opened it, we saw the cork was not compromised. It's good.
It is good.
The steak and potatoes. The cork was not compromised, so it must have been something else in shipping.
Yeah.
So luckily all was good in the end.
Nice.
Yeah. I enjoy learning a little bit about the wine.
Me too.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, he's taught us about the glasses, the thinner, the better.
Yeah, which we don't have. Sippy cups, way to go, Tina.
Some people like them, Adam.
Everybody likes them. Not official.
We had a delightful evening with them. We always do. And we made Andrea brought over foie gras
flown in from New Jersey, no less.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan. It's okay.
I love me. And she had the brioche bread. I love some foie gras.
I had a small piece. Yeah. I was like,
I love. Well, she's getting more for me.
Yes, I know.
It was not goose though. It was duck. I think it was duck.
Yeah. And I made polenta with sauteed mushrooms with rosemary.
And then we had the beets.
And then I made roasted beets with goat cheese, which was really good,
too. And I grilled the lamb.
Yeah,
the lamb chops.
It was a lovely evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were pretty good together as a cooking team.
Oh, yeah. I would have to say so.
And way to go on the wine pairing.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. What was interesting, though, is we sit down after dinner, we sit there and we just chat and talk. And then David turned to us and he asked, what's the first news you read in the morning? Because I think we were talking about the news. And we both went,
the Bible. The Bible. I should have said the Bible, comma, the good news.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking later is the good news. Yeah. That's the first thing we read in the morning.
Yeah, both of us.
I mean, I'm sure, I pick up my phone, has my daughter texted
messages too, yeah, but of course.
I won't look at any news or any social media or anything before we do our Bible study.
Typically, I don't, unlike yesterday, though. No,
what do you mean?
Wasn't yesterday.
What?
Oh, no, was it yesterday? Yeah, no, it was this morning, because last night, Blonde Squad plus Trisha. Big news.
Yes. You needed to catch up this morning with the text message. Yes. Big news. Big alert, news. Alert, alert, alert. We have a new trip on the horizon.
And we have a new member. Dame Christina Pearl is joining the Blonde Squad plus Trisha. So now we're seven strong.
But she's not blonde.
Either is Roslyn.
Oh.
But that's okay.
That's all right.
They look blonde. And we're going to, we booked another hiking trip. We're all going next October. We're going to Tennessee. We're going to the Smoky Mountains.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah. And a few girls, I think Anamika can drive. And, so obviously, I think Roslyn can drive and
from their home,
Christina. Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. They're all on the East Coast.
Oh, that's right. Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that far.
Yeah. So we're going October 10th. We're going for 4 days.
Cool.
Yeah.
Phoebe, you and me, Netflix.
Yeah.
She knows.
Big trip. Blonde Squad plus Trisha has expanded. We need a t-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to talk to my merch guy.
You need merch.
Yeah. So that was the big news. So this morning I invited Christina last night because I thought, she tried to go on Utah and couldn't get through. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I don't want to forget about her. Right. And so I texted her last night. And so I was texting early this morning, but typically, yes, we both read the Bible first.
So, and what I always enjoy is every morning, my friend, Pastor Jimmy sends me, we're kind of bros.
No, I
know. So we're like, hey, brother, how you doing? Good morning. Mm-hmm. Depending on where they are or whatever, whatever's going on. And, but he always sends his devotional.
Yes.
And I like that because, you know, I'm always looking for a devotional that will trigger me into reading, you know, either a chapter or sometimes I'll read a whole book depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, let me read this. And he sent this one. And I know he sends it to a group text as well. So I know you see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was Matthew 11:30. And what was interesting is, I didn't recognize this version. And it was, keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. This is Jesus saying this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is great. So I go to my Bible. I look up Matthew 11:30. And it says, here it is. For my yoke is easy to bear and the burden I give you is light. I'm like, huh? what is this? And it's MSG. I'm like, I don't have MSG. Isn't that the stuff that, you know, that they put in Chinese food?
Yeah.
What is this? So it's the message. I just wanted to mention this because I said this, I really like the way this is written because that's, you know, of course, the Bible is the Bible, and I understand my yoke is easy to bear and the burden I give you is light. But the way it was written, when it says, keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly, that was just really beautiful. Turns out the Message Bible was translated by Pastor Eugene Peterson. He wrote it with a truck driver in mind because he wanted everyone to be able to understand the Bible.
Oh, yeah. There's several variations. Joyce Meyer did the same thing.
She did that too?
Yes, changed some of the not the content, but the verbiage, I guess, descriptions.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, she's done that too. And I forget what that Bible's called.
Well, it's just like, you know, if someone just wants to start reading the Bible and you can get an app, there's lots of apps, you know, give the Message version a shot.
It's mind-boggling to me how many different Bibles there are out there.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's mind-blowing. Just crazy.
But this was just a beautiful one. It really hit me. It's like, you know. keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
Yeah, very cool. I like his devotionals every morning too. Yeah. I like him a lot.
But I didn't know that he was into the modern stuff.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's cool, man.
You have something else to say? Clearly you're moving on. No. Yes. Am I boring you? Am I boring you with my Bible talk?
No. I've got something to talk about too, but I was going to talk about it a little bit later. So you want to talk about the meetup?
Yeah, the
trifecta.
This was a long time coming. First of all, we had to go to a No Agenda meetup. Baron Scott and his wife Christine organized these almost, I think, every month, and it was always like, it's always the bad time. We're gone, bad day, whatever it is. And so we finally worked it out. I think it was the 18th, and we were going to go there, and we're going to take Pastor Jimmy and Damonette, because there's a big crossover between Curry and the Keeper, Living Up in a Down World, No Agenda.
Yeah.
And man, this was the celebrities of No Agenda Nation were there.
Oh, so many wonderful people.
Gordon Walton, who drove me to my first Austin meetup in 2010, I think. He's always there. Farmer Chris made an appearance.
I know, and he was telling me how much he enjoys our show and how it gives him a new perspective about relationships, and that he was in a relationship, and his words were so tender and heartfelt about listening to us, learning about our relationship and how it applies to his life. And he is an amazing man.
Very, very sweet man. He's kind of like our personal Jesus. He's my height. He's got, long, really long hair. He's got a beard. You know, he has the sweetest, just kindest eyes.
Yeah.
There it is. And I remember his daughter, you know, when she was like 9 or something.
Yeah.
And now she's a roller derby skater.
I know.
Wow, that's so cool.
She must be tall.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was talking about how he was roller skating with her. Mm-hmm. And I guess she checked him or something.
Yeah, checked him and then caught him before he fell on the ground and picked him up with one arm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was lovely. And then OC and Rachel were there, along with OC's dad, Cliff.
Cliff, yeah.
Yeah. And they're so nice. And they're like, we were going to come to Fred. We want to see you.
Yeah. Like, and he's like,
make it happen.
But I think it's weird. I didn't want to say, shut up.
He thinks it's weird. We're like, you're kids. We don't have to pay for you.
Exactly. You're the kids that are free. Come on by. We'll buy you dinner.
I know. I know.
Stephen B came from San Antonio. Stephen B, who is huge in the podcasting 2.0 world. He's made so many apps and so many systems that have really moved us along. It was good to see him and his buddy Ricky.
Ryan and Haley were there. We met them at Bastrop 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she brought us a bottle of wine. She made a little sign that says KTLD. Mm-hmm. She made little Curry and the Keeper stickers. And then she also bought me for my baptism. She said, I've been holding on to this for a year. It's little scripture cards.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, they're beautiful. I've got to sit
right next to my bed. And I got the KTLD sign up in the other room.
And Alex was there?
Alex Zavala, mm-hmm. yes, who has his own NICU podcast. And Alex, I know Alex from Ronald McDonald House Charities because, and we were dating. I don't think we were living together. I don't remember.
In sin?
But I actually produced a video about their family because their daughter Emerson was in the NICU, and they were sharing the story.
Not everybody knows NICU.
Oh, the NICU is the neonatal intensive care unit. Yeah. So newborn babies are in the NICU if there's an issue, and a lot of times premature babies are in there. And Emerson, I believe, was premature, if I can remember. And so I came out and interviewed the family, and then I produced a video. And then he's a No Agenda listener.
Yeah, yeah. And so his podcast is the NICU Dads podcast because, of course, dads have a very different experience than, or a specific experience, from moms and from the rest of the family. And I think it's very successful. A lot of dads find a lot of help by listening to that.
But he's
a nice guy, they're nice people.
And his wife, Jen, they're just lovely. And Emerson, I look at her and I'm like, oh my gosh, she was like three the last time I saw her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and she's like 9 now. That's so cool. And so we got a couple pictures, and I featured one in the, in the newsletter, and it was a picture of Damonette, Haley, and me, and there you are photobombing in the background.
I just happened to be there.
I was looking at pictures, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at how tiny I am in these pictures. And I'm like, wait a minute.
You know
it's
what
because,
this is?
Yeah. It's because you went up two sizes.
So this is something we've been discovering in the past couple of days as we've been looking
None
at
of
my
your clothes
my
fit.
Winter wardrobe, and it's my chest. It's literally my chest has expanded. I have a beautiful leather jacket you gave me 2 years ago for Christmas.
Yep, can't zip it.
Can't zip it all the way up. You know, I have sweaters that are just barely okay.
They're tight.
I got to slow down on the workouts, babe.
Oh,
I'm going too fast.
Maybe the 3 apple pie empanadas you had for dinner. Well,
that's not going to lower. That's not going to make shrink my chest at all. That's just going to even the rest out.
Yeah. So we had to go shopping today because we had to get you pants
and a new shirt
and a new shirt for Tannenbaum Ball. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes. And it wasn't just shirts we got now, was it?
No.
So this is how it works. He's like, because I really needed pants for this Tannenbaum Ball thing because, you know, it's supposed to be black tie. But I get away with a jacket, a pants, and a shirt.
Well, before we go to that, so Annette asked me to pick up her dresses.
Yeah, this was not, no one ever told me about the dress
pickup.
Oh,
I didn't tell you?
Oh, no. Gee, I wonder. Isn't that weird? And so here, let me just explain how this goes. Yeah, when can I take you shopping for your pants? Okay, so we set a date, Wednesday. Okay, great. And then we'll have dinner. Okay, that's great. And then we're on our way. And it's like, well, we need to leave at 1:30 because I got to pick up Christmas ornaments and I got to get some stuff and I got to pick up Annette's dresses, which is all fine because I'm okay. I'm pretty fun to shop with.
Yeah.
Although you keep saying, do you want to sit down? Do you want to wait for me in the shoe department? I mean, you wanted to ditch me in the shoe department, the women's shoe department. What is that? Like, no, no, I'll walk around with you. I like it. I'm good in Nordstrom's. So we walk in, it's like, boom, pants, boom, boom, boom. Okay, we're done. All right. This is all work. Oh, look at my chest. Boom. And then let's go pick up the dresses. Of course, the dresses are nowhere to be found.
They can't find her dresses. They're 2 gowns that she bought that she had hemmed alterations. And they couldn't find them. They looked under her name. They looked under her phone number. They could not find them anywhere. And then so I text Annette. And because she's in Colorado, yes. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, no.
And she's flipping out.
She's flipping out as much as you can over text. So she's screenshotting everything and sending me the receipt. So I have the email receipt. They still can't find it. They cannot find the dresses. And so I look at the girl and I go, are these dresses here?
Yeah, you started to get in her face a little bit.
I was not getting in her face.
Just a little bit.
And then I was a little.
Meanwhile, I was just looking at, what are these eyelashes you have on? They're like spiders on your eyelids. Do you sleep with those? What are these things?
Anyway, so they're like, we'll have to call you. Can we call you?
Right.
We have to go through all the alterations and look because we cannot find it under her name. We can't find it under her email. We see that she purchased the dresses, but we can't find any ticket for the alteration. So I'm like, well, I hope they find these dresses because this is not going to be good.
So can I give away the kicker?
Yes, yeah.
And then we go looking for some ornaments, some stuff. And I'm good. You know, I enjoy it. It's always fun. They call, and it turns out somehow they had been filed under the wrong name. The name is Taylor Love, to which I'm like, does Annette have a different identity we should know about?
Is that her secret name?
Is she a side hustle we should know about? Taylor Love? What is going on with that?
So I text her. I go, it was under the name Taylor Love. Is that your secret name? She goes, no, but I kind of like it.
From now on, I'm going to say, hey, Taylor, this is Taylor Love, everybody. Welcome.
But anyway,
give it up for Taylor.
We got the dresses. So thank goodness it took them a while to find it. But then I decided I got my dress for the Tannenbaum Ball. Yes. Do you like it? Do you like the dress?
Oh, no, hold on a second. The dress looks dynamite.
Isn't
on
it
you.
Beautiful?
So we always, whenever Tina gets new clothing, she has to model it. I make her spin.
Yes.
I make it show me the back, okay? And I'm honest. I said no, yes, no, no. And I think I'm good at this. When you're wearing it, I can't determine it if you're not wearing it.
Right, you're always like, put it on.
So you had 2 dresses. One was a no. The other one was, yes, I love this one. And then you got another dress.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, this is the dress.
Yes.
This
it's
is
like
the dress.
Understated sexy.
Nothing wrong with it at all whatsoever.
except I don't have your eye because Tina decides, no, just to make absolutely sure it's perfect, I need to get some Spanx. And Spanx, gentlemen, if you don't know, is the epitome of fake news.
Wait,
false
so the,
advertising.
The dress is unforgiving.
I mean, you look dynamite in this dress. There's not a single thing out of place or uncurved or the curved in the wrong way.
Yeah.
But okay. Just to satisfy yourself, Madame needs some Spanx. Okay, gentlemen. You really have to have a strong relationship to watch your woman put on some Spanx. And Tina, I'll hand it to you. You really are comfortable with me.
I invited him in the dressing room. I'm like, you want to come in with me? And I'm thinking, oh, here we go. Whatever. I'm going to try these things out. And, you know, in my defense, I don't own any of these. I don't even know what they're about. Okay.
Like, imagine trying to put on an inner tube. Feet first. It was the most bizarre. And then I'm like, I got to take a picture. You're like, no! And I didn't even get a good shot. I mean, I should have done a whole TikTok video. It was amazing to watch this. And then, but you got it on, and then it was like, well, and then the Spanx thing. I'm just buy it, and then you can try it with the dress. And if you don't like it, you can always take it back. Do women actually take those back after they've had them on?
You got to take the tags off because if you put it, I noticed the tags are right on the front. You're not going to get a seamless look.
Okay.
It was, let me just tell you, I was worn out putting that thing on.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Especially when you almost have it on over your butt and your butt's like boing. It's like boing popping out like Kim Kardashian over here, boing.
There were some that had butt pads,
too. That was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I can't wait to see what a huge difference this makes wearing the Spanx.
It was pretty difficult.
I mean,
yes.
It's only the second time in my life that I've had an encounter with Spanx, and the first one was not good.
And it was not with me.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, this one.
False advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to see, because like I said, the dress is unforgiving.
You could wear a sorghum bag. And you look beautiful. You look beautiful. Aww. But seriously, and I'll take a picture for you before and after Spanx.
Okay.
It's not going to improve. It's so beautiful. Okay. Just me.
It was,
just me.
It was pretty funny.
Where's my glasses again? I mean, I put them around with my chain.
There you go. Yeah. No, it was pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, we definitely, we've come a long way, baby. That's all I got to say. Come a long way.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to cut off your circulation.
Oh, goodness gracious. It was crazy. So I was talking to my daughter the other day.
Which one?
My youngest daughter.
Oh, yes.
And so we were talking. She's like, yeah, so what's going on with this God stuff?
Wait a minute.
What? She goes,
she asks us to pray for her when she needs it, and now she's asking about what's going on with the God stuff.
Are you guys still cool? I go, what?
Are we still cool?
In the evening.
Only in the evening.
I said, so cool. I said, Elise, I think if anything, we have gotten better.
Yeah, I think we've gotten much cooler.
So much better. I go, we're so much calmer. We're so much kinder. We're more loving. We're more peaceful. And yeah, we're still fun. We're still cool.
I shouldn't say fun, just cool. Are we still cool?
Are you guys cool anymore?
We're still cool.
I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think you've convinced her?
I don't know.
No,
I'm not worried about it. She said, Adam keeps saying all things happen through him.
She said that to me. No, whenever she says so, I said, I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I know. Are we still cool, baby?
We're very cool.
Yeah, I think so too.
And what I pray is that for all of our daughters, that someone shows up in their life.
Yeah.
Who does what parents can't do.
Yeah.
You know, because of course, you're never going to
listen to your parents.
Exactly. Exactly.
Parents are never cool by definition, but we lead by example. So exactly. I have good hopes.
Yeah.
I have faith. Let me put it that way.
Yes. I have faith. I thought that was funny though. I pulled the trigger.
You got rims?
No. Oh. I ordered our wedding album.
No, stop. 4.5 years later, we have a wedding album?
Yes.
Now, let's be fair. You didn't pull the trigger. You coerced your sister into finally putting it together.
Yes.
She did it. Then you approved it. Then you pulled the trigger.
Well, I had a lot of edits. And then I approved it.
I bet you did.
But I got it done. And so the next thing will be my rims. I'll get my rims.
I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your rims. I'll get my rims. Are you going to use that contraption? Yes, okay, let me see you do this.
Okay, I'll show
you. Okay, so he's pouring more wine.
So they're very specific.
It looks like a nail gun on top of the...
It does.
Yes, it looks like a nail gun.
So they're very specific. You can't hold on to the canister. You're supposed to just hold on to the bottle. I see this little trigger here?
Yes.
So you hold this like this.
Okay, so you got it at a 90 degree angle.
I want to see if you can hear it. I'll put the mic next to it.
Okay, he's got a 90... Oh.
There we go. The noise gate.
It's working really well. It sounds like...
Yes, I know what it sounds like.
It's really wine going into a glass.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Oh, now I have to pee.
Okay.
Just from hearing it.
Why do you keep pressing the button?
Oh, because when you press the button, then it shoots the gas and it presses out some wine.
Oh.
So, and I'm not sure.
Oh, you're really filling your glass over there.
Oh, that's my second. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
This is ASMR?
ASMR. Yes.
Ooh, oh. Perfect.
Yeah. Look at
that. Isn't
that
cool?
Yeah. How much wine is in your glass now?
I have no idea. Look.
Well, look.
It's like a decent pour.
Nice. No, so yes, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to order my rims. After I get done with my Christmas shopping.
For who are you Christmas shop? Tina's like, I think we should not buy any gifts this year. I'm like, well, I already have something I'm working on for. It's like, okay, we should set a limit. I said, what? What's the limit? One gift? Three, what? And then somehow the conversation petered out. And then today, like, I got three things for you. Now I have to get two more things for you.
Here's the thing between I think we've discussed this on prior shows, but I am always of quantity. Like one big gift and then a lot of filler gifts.
I see a lot of fillers. Now I got to go find all these little fillers.
Yeah.
I have some good stuff for you.
Oh.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
We're putting up
our tree on Friday too.
I'm so excited. Well, what that means is I put up the tree and then back away and then just hand stuff when you tell me to
do
it.
Yes, you put the.
I'm not allowed to do any trimming, anything.
Yes, no,
it's
Tina's
tree
because I am all. It has to be symmetrical. Everything has to be symmetrical. Mm-hmm.
And then for the next 2 weeks, do you really think? I don't know if it's a good tree this year. Do you think the tree is good? What do you think? I'm not happy with it. I didn't do this quite right. Your trees are always beautiful.
They are pretty.
Are you going to put up your little village, your little snow village, your little Christmas village?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time. I love this about you. With the seasons change, things change in the house, things change on the table. You got little pumpkins for around the harvest time and the...
Harvest time?
Harvest. Halloween.
Fall?
Harvest.
Fall?
Fall. Is it harvest? It's, the pumpkins
But I don't
are
put
harvest.
Anything out for spring or summer. It's the only fall and winter.
No, but it's fresh. It's just fresh. Everything's fresh.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, so the house will be all decorated.
Yeah, because
Ellen and Jesse are coming, which I'm so excited for Christmas.
That's going to be fun. Are they coming the 24th?
They're coming the 24th. And then on the 25th, we're going to have Pastor Jimmy and Annette over for dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm so excited because I want Ellen and Jesse to meet them.
Yes.
Yeah. So gearing up.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Me too. What do you got on your list over there?
Well, a couple of things.
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, we have another note. I got a note from Craig. As you know, Craig and his son Calvin were visiting, and he sent a note only to me because it included a picture of a mouse he had caught in the trap.
Oh gosh!
His trap is called the Jaws. Very cool trap. And he says, Calvin and I have been hunting since Saturday. Actually, the title of the email is Dead Things.
Oh.
Calvin and I have been hunting since Saturday. In the middle of it all, this vermin decided to make its way into the ranch house, but not for long. And then he has a picture of him with a deer he shot and a picture of Calvin with a deer he shot. And he says, just one more to fill tag three. He says, as usual, thanks for the kind words on Curry and the Keeper. It was fun hanging out. Calvin had a blast. Be blessed. ITM, ITEL, let you decide which to share with Tina. I don't want to instigate more cussing.
Did he send a picture of the mouse?
The mouse and of the deer.
I don't need to see any of that. Thank you, Craig.
I appreciate your
kindness of sending that to Adam.
I think you didn't want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had a really nice experience with forgiveness and prayers, which I've really been working on, because I get a lot of emails and people send me horrible stuff sometimes and yell at me and tell me I'm not doing it
all
right.
All the time it happens.
But it's not a lot, but it happens often. And so I really try to forgive them. And, you know, back in the day, I would answer quippy and perhaps somewhat mean or angry or something like that. And now I'm usually like, and I was saying, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I forgive you.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll pray for you. And, you know, so you and I had written this article for Bitcoin Magazine.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which was all about podcasting 2.0 and value for value.
We wrote that
and
months ago.
Value for value music. And they were pressing me. They needed it. And then, you know, I sent it in by the deadline and like, okay, this is great. And then when Bitcoin, the paper version, which is kind of what you want, because first is the paper version, which subscribers get, and people read this back to back, and then they put it on the web like 4 weeks later. And they put out this whole other thing, which was, didn't mention podcasting 2.0 at all, and it was written by some other guy, and it had like small elements, but it was really about other technologies. It was nothing at all about what we wrote. And I was gobsmacked. There's a word for you.
Gobsmacked.
I was just like, wow, I can't believe they did that. Mm-hmm. And so I wound up, and they didn't email me or anything, just nothing. And so I emailed them and said, no, I'm not sure what happened, but I'm not mad. I forgive you for whatever decisions you had to make. And I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And now 2 months later, all of a sudden, Bitcoin Magazine comes out. Okay, it's page 80, but they put the article in.
Yeah.
And I was like, this stuff really works.
Uh-huh.
That's really how I felt about it.
Yeah.
It's like when you forgive somebody, mm-hmm. it takes it away from you, but it also, and I see this all the time. People be like, oh man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be like that. It's just amazing. I just wanted to share it, like, because it's amazing how well it works when you just forgive someone and let it go.
Oh, I know.
Give it to God.
I know.
And it's done. And 9 times out of 10, it fixes itself.
I know. I know. I had a similar, not a similar situation, but I had surrounding forgiveness where I was told something about another person that basically told me a lie. Mm. And I was told not to mention it to this other person. Mm. And so I was in a bit of a quandary, you know? And I, like you, I had to let it go. I just had to let it go. So, and I'm not bogged down by it anymore. And they have their reasons for why they decided not to be truthful. Mm. And I'm not holding on to it. And it's really very freeing.
It's
very freeing. Yeah.
It's so different.
Yeah.
From how things used to be. And you would wake up in the morning, like, you used to have that self hanging over
the
you.
Truth?
Yeah. You hang it over. Like, and the first thing that hits you, it's almost like the enemy is waiting there. He's awake. He's vulnerable. Let me remind him of all these horrible things.
I used to be the kind of person where I would be worried about something and then I would be distracted and I would go, wait, what was I worrying about? What was I worrying about?
Yeah.
I would do that all the time. What was I worrying about? Yeah. I was worrying about something.
Please, I need to worry about it again. Bring it back. What was that worry?
Crazy. It's crazy. I know. I want to talk a little bit more about a couple of things that I learned too, but I want to talk about last night at Vaudeville. We went to go pick up our wine at Vaudeville.
So we're club members of only two places, Augusta Vin, which we've talked about, and Vaudeville, which is the restaurant in Fredericksburg. That's where we had our anniversary dinner. We know the owners. They're just super, super
lovely,
nice guys.
Lovely.
And they're serious about their bistro. And it's a restaurant, but it's officially a bistro.
Mm-hmm.
Serious about their food. Serious about the presentation.
And their staff.
And the staff, you know, is proper.
Yes.
It's Michelin level quality.
Yes.
And they're just super nice. And they do a wine. They have a psalm.
They have a psalm.
Dylan the psalm.
Yes.
And we've read his little notes before when we've had some of their wine.
Yeah.
And it's a real foodie experience without the hoity-toityness of France, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. anything like that. So, yeah, so we went to, and every quarter they have a pick up your wine and then taste some other wine.
Yeah, and so that we get a chance to kind of see people in our community, yes. which we really love, you know, and it... We just laughed and had a great time. And I just brought it up because I just love being a part of this community here. And now that we're beginning to know more and more people.
Mark and Julianne.
Yeah. Mark and Julianne. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're the Black Diamond Smugglers. Yeah. Right. The Black Diamond Smugglers.
The ivory Smugglers. Oh. The import export ivory and diamond smugglers. Yes. Thank you for reminding me what they do.
We're actually going to see them on Monday night because we're going out to dinner with them on Monday night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who else was there? There were some other people. Didn't we see some other people?
Oh, I can't remember. Maria from Revel. Yeah. Revel. Reveal.
We're going to have dinner there too, right?
Monday. That's where we're going Monday. The Indian cuisine. Yeah.
People like to eat and drink here in Fredericksburg, in case you missed that.
They do.
And it's starting to look cool. We got the Christmas stuff up. Yeah. This is Star Hollow comes alive, ladies and gentlemen. Every night between, I think, is it 1st of December? Every night at 6 o'clock, they relight the March plots. They light it up every night.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I was just reading about it.
I didn't know that.
So instead of one night where they light the Christmas tree.
We're supposed to be in the Christmas parade.
We are.
We were supposed to be with our about. Our, we talked about it last year. Our podcast.
Yeah, we forgot about that. We forgot to register.
Yeah.
Oh crap!
Maybe you can call them. Maybe you can call your friends over at City Hall. See if you can get us in.
Maybe next year is a better idea. But then we have to have you and Damonette on the back with our jingles playing. That was the idea.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. Okay. Could you see? Could you imagine our KTLD jingle playing on the? Keep like, the ho, lid ho, down. Ho, ho,
ho, in the evening, your nation.
Yeah, that would be funny.
So I wanted to bring up, I was listening to Living Up in a Down World, and they were talking about gratefulness. And one thing that Pastor Jimmy has been doing since they've been in Colorado is asking people what they're thankful for this holiday season. And so we did that today at the store. When we were at Nordstrom, and I asked the woman, I said, "Oh, what are you thankful for this season?" And she said, "I'm thankful to be alive." She said, "This time last year, I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And we were like, "Oh my goodness!" We're like, "Okay,
you win today."
Yeah,
it's really nice to do that.
And
what are you thankful for?
And I know.
He's doing it in the airport. He's doing it, you know, everywhere.
Yeah,
it brings. I can see. You can immediately see the woman who at the at Nordstrom. You could see. True joy that she was alive.
Yeah.
She was like really thankful. It's these small little things.
So it got me to thinking about how being grateful has changed our lives. Mm. You know, because every morning we wake up, we say good morning, Holy Spirit. And I pray. I say my mm-hmm. prayers in bed before I get out of bed. And it's always begins with gratitude mm-hmm. and adoration. Always, always, always. And it just changes your perspective.
It starts your day off right.
It really changes it. When you can look at things from a goodness perspective. Mm-hmm. But then it got me thinking about that it's not only the good things that have really changed my perspective, but it was the bad things also.
The challenges?
The trials and the challenges that I'm also very grateful for because of where it brought us, you know, where we're standing right now. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, so we read Psalm 139.
Yes.
We read it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it talked about how God has basically, he had planned everything in our lives. I don't know what the exact verse is.
He was weaving you in the womb.
Yeah, but he planned everything.
Every step. Yes. Before we were even born, he planned all our steps.
And so I started thinking about in October 2014, this is before I met you.
Yes.
And I had gotten a job offer in Chicago and I was going to leave Austin.
Yes.
And I accepted the job offer. And I told them I was going to start in November. So I had a month.
And this was like some cool advertising agency. Wasn't
it? It was a huge nonprofit sort of marketing firm.
Marketing firm. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
And,
you were ready to go back to your old stomping ground, Chicago,
I was familiar
to you.
I was ready to go back. And I accepted the job And I did not give my notice yet. And I couldn't do it. And I kept saying to people, I couldn't put my foot on the bridge to walk over it. I just could not do it. And 6 months later, I met you.
Come to me.
So I started thinking, like, was that the Holy Spirit or was that God? And so then in my readings, I started reading Acts chapter 8, where...
You go. Hold on a second.
And so this is...
you got me on this one. I want to check this out.
So I'm reading about how Peter and John had placed their hands on different people and they received the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, so who was it? Who was guiding me? Was it God? Because I hadn't been baptized yet. I hadn't accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I hadn't been saved, you know, and so I didn't go through the conversion. And so I'm just going to read my notes here. It says, Peter and John prayed for the new believers that they might receive the Holy Spirit. This is my God shot. I read in the Bible that the Holy Spirit enters a person's life at conversion. I guess I could say the Holy Spirit entered my life on the day I walked up to the altar when Pastor Jimmy welcomed anyone to come up who wanted to accept Jesus as their Savior. Pastor Jimmy prayed over me just like Peter and John prayed over the new believers. As I reflect on past events and see how the course of my life changed and knowing God planned my entire life before I was born, was it God or the Holy Spirit that intervened when I was at my lowest or when I made a life-changing decision without even realizing that it would change the trajectory of my life? Because when I was going through some really bad stuff, I was in a really, really dark place. Hmm. And then when I couldn't put my foot on that bridge to walk over it, and met you 6 months later, and it just changed my life. So I sent that to Julie, and Julie said, I think, she puts in quotes, the nudges were the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit that moved around like in the Old Testament, because it did not yet live in you until you believed. And the Spirit was probably on mission from either God the Father or God the Son to go find his lost sheep. Tina.
Yes, exactly.
And so I was talking to you about it. I'm like, I need to consult my pastor about this.
You were asking me. I'm like, this is a Pastor Jimmy question.
Yeah, I need to consult my pastor and his beautiful wife, yes. Damonette, to like, yes. Because I started thinking, but it, you know, even like taking my personal experience, reading about something in the Bible, I was able to kind of converge it so I understand it more, but I need more clarification.
Well, for me, it's kind of the same when, you know, looking back at all these moments in my life, like, oh, that was a God moment. That was a God moment. That this choice was made because God set that path out for me. Now, is it God or the Holy Spirit at that moment? I just say yes.
Yeah.
I don't know which one. Yes, is what I'd say.
Because the day that I was baptized, I had a lot of nervous energy. I think I've talked about this in previous shows.
It's good to do it again.
And I could not settle myself.
You were very, yes, you did. Nervous
and I wasn't nervous about being baptized. I was nervous about the public display of it.
Interesting.
And as soon as I walked in the church, that just fell away from me. And I felt like that was the Holy Spirit just like descending on me. And it became very joyful for me then. So that's why when I think about when I couldn't put my foot on that bridge to cross over and just leave Texas, there was obviously just like God planning my whole life.
The question is though,
yes,
are we still cool?
Yeah. Of course.
Anyway, cool.
I thought that was kind of cool.
That's beautiful.
And I loved Julie's response. I adore her. She is one of my go-to people
she's a big part of our journey.
Yes, when I'm struggling with something or I want her insight, I go to her and she's I love her so much. So that was my big dilemma.
I love this. I can't wait for you to get an answer. I want to hear about this.
You know, and reading the New Testament this time around, completely different experience than last year. Yeah. Completely.
I find myself rereading, you know, like, oh, I remember this. Oh, I've read this before. And it just has better, deeper meaning every single time.
Yes.
Every time. Yeah. And I love switching between these translations. Now I'm going to look at this Message translation. This is cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I read so much just in my life reading stuff, but starting off the day with actually reading from a physical Bible, I really like that.
I do too. I highly recommend it.
I really like that.
It is, you know, not only is it life changing, it is a great story.
Yeah.
And the story is phenomenal. So,
no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I can't top you on that story.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Should we thank some people?
I know. Yes. Let's thank some people.
Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of cork soakers to thank this evening.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Cork soakers sending some value back again as usual.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
Hello, cork soakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cold.
This wine?
I know.
I mean, Mr. Robot, Salty Crayon, this is good wine.
It's really a good wine.
I would really like to have that with some steak and potatoes. A for
steak
real.
And potatoes?
Potatoes would taste good, man.
Steak and potatoes.
We have received a lot of beautiful value from people.
And
again, this is value for value. If there's anything you get a value. And
oh, I got recognized on Main Street. I went in.
Did someone go, ah!
Yes.
Really? Oh, cool. Tell
well,
me.
Well, sort of kind of like that.
like a body snatcher.
I was in a store and I'm walking out. They go, are you Tina? And I said, yes. I go, how do I know you? I know you from church and I listen to your show.
Aww.
Did you hear that? Your show.
Your show. Hey, I'm good with that, man.
I go, get my pin.
Your show, your Spanx.
Yeah.
Oh, title. Your show. How do you spell Spanx? Is it with an X?
S-P-A-N-X.
We also saw the Kim Kardashian, what is her Spanx
Skims.
Called?
Skims.
Skims. Skims. What a scam.
Yes.
Those Skims are scam. I mean, it's basically,
Skims are scam.
It's like no material and you charge $50 for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. That Spanx was not inexpensive either.
And it's just some it's Lycra.
You know what? It's a torture device.
It's a freaking torture device. Yeah, I saw it. Go on. Yes.
I know you were making me laugh hard.
I was making inappropriate jokes.
Yes.
Can't help it. So we received a lot of beautiful value. You can do it with time, talent, treasure, like Craig. He does our artwork. There's so many different. And by the way, we should mention it was nice to see Brian at the meetup.
Yes.
Forgot to mention that. Brian had t-shirts on.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
Okay, yes. Okay, good. I just want to make sure we didn't forget him because he would be crushed.
Yes, I have a few things to mention.
So we're going to kick it off with our executive producers. We have three.
Three?
A combo. There's a combo deal.
Okay.
$100 through the PayPal. You can find all the information about this at CurryingTheKeeper.com. I'll read the note. It's Karen and David Young, but I want to read the note. In the evening to you both.
In the evening!
Wishing you happy Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving to you. We're on our way to Texarkana, where David's family is from. We have quite a bit of time catching up on the past show since we spent a lot of time in the car. Your shows keep us entertained.
Oh, good.
You know, if only someone would invent something, you could listen to a radio
that
show.
That would be
whenever you were ready to
That's
listen
you,
to it.
Baby.
It's so cool. Our Thanksgiving gathering is pretty big. Boone and Bella,
that's their children.
That's
their 3-year-olds.
They're twins. Our grandchildren, number 27
Holy
and number 28.
Smoke.
Wow.
I would love to be a part of that family that big.
Well, my family on my dad's side is pretty big.
You got
it's
a big
pretty
family.
Big like that. And you're a part of it now?
No, small.
But you know, well,
nobody's talking to you.
But
anybody.
You're a part of the Curry clan.
Oh, yeah.
You're a part of it. Mm-hmm. We wanted to pass this prayer on to share as we approach Thanksgiving tomorrow. Oh, I don't have the prayer.
I have it.
I'll finish the note. We are thankful for our friendship, our church, and our community. Love, David and Karen, a.k.a. the future Surgeon General and his wife.
Well, she's going to be your PR campaign manager. She forgot to put that in there.
She will be my mayoral campaign manager.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's like the Kellyanne Conway of Fredericksburg.
Yes,
Is that, am I right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. I would love to have her as my campaign manager.
So here's the Thanksgiving prayer.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Dear Lord, this has been a year like no other. Thank you for your faithfulness in seeing us through the challenges and hard times we have dealt with this year. We are grateful for your grace and strength that has sustained us and for providing for our needs. We are so thankful that in this ever-changing world, we can depend on you and your promises to never change. Thank you for our freedoms and the many ways you bless our lives. We are thankful most of all for our Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So sweet. Oh, thank beautiful. You, Karen and nope. David.
They'll we probably love hear you. This on the drive back.
Oh, yeah. We thank love you. Guys. You. And we'll, yes. we're having dinner with them in a couple weeks, so I'm happy to.
Looking forward to it. And yes. I think I may be hanging out with him on Monday. I don't know if Perfect. He's back on Monday yet. Okay. Looking forward to it. Our second or third executive producer is Gordon Walton, who gave us $100 cash yes. on the spot in at the meetup, and he wanted to be decanted.
Yes.
You've been decanted.
Did he have a note?
Ding. No. No. Just note? An envelope. That was it.
Thank you, Gordon.
Yeah. Thank you, Gordon. It was so nice to meet you.
That guy is an amazing guy.
I don't
guy.
Think I met him at the Austin meetup.
You didn't. I thought I said, this is Gordon ago? Walton. And I know you've met
there
him at least
so
once.
There were so many people there.
Yeah, but you've met him at least once for mm-hmm. sure.
Okay.
Two executive, associate executive producers with $49.99, Mac Tank, who always comes in with,
yes, thank
with this
you,
donation.
Mac.
Thank you, Mac Tank. No note. And with 123,456 Satoshis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, our Whoa. One and only Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, so sweet.
He says, I'm making up for a missing boost from last week. Yes, he says, to butter on a stick. Adam, you're a man after my own heart. This is my product idea, butter on a stick. Carnivorage. I love the new term. I will be using it. So the Power Twins, the Keeper and Dame Annette. Well, that's what we call you publicly. Privately, it's the Terror Twins. We'll be going to the Phil Wickham concert in Austin. So the boys need to schedule a bro date for that night.
Yes.
Which day is that?
Next Thursday.
Perfect.
Next Thursday.
Right. So, yeah. after the show.
After the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going to take him.
Okay.
I have an idea.
All right.
Love you both. KTLD and KYBO, which of course is Keep Your Buckets Overflowing. So keep the lid down.
They need a jingle for Keep Your Buckets Overflowing.
Yes. We do need, yes, they do need a jingle yes. for KYBO, Keep Your Buckets Overflowing. And yes. then he has a whole bunch of emojis. Let me see if I can figure them out. Meet, pray, love.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a beef
That's
thing.
That's the name of their
Meet,
YouTube
pray,
channel.
Love, their YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And he has a leaky bucket.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. I look forward to it. I have we're also, we have another bro date on Wednesday. We're going to the museum.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. He has never been to the Pacific War
oh,
Museum
wow.
here in Fredericksburg.
Cool.
I said, we have to go. And we just set a date.
Oh, nice.
If we don't set a date, we won't go. So you have to see this museum. It's
cool.
an amazing museum.
Nice. That'll be nice.
Then we have $40 cash from
Farmer Chris. And I have his note.
Let me decant him first because okay. he needs that.
You've been decanted.
Ah, yes. Farmer Chris, welcome to the club.
Yes. Tina and her producer.
Okay, Farmer Chris. Okay.
Your podcast is my new favorite. I am grateful that you share your vulnerability around your relationship. Also, I love the Phoebe talk. I have 5 Akbash.
Five.
I want
send me some pictures. Email me a picture. I want to see what they look
yeah,
like.
That protect my chickens. We need to note he has 5,000
chickens. And when I met him,
he didn't bring one egg. Not one egg.
When I met him, he was at the farmer's. He's still at the farmer's
market.
That's
where he sells his eggs, right?
Yeah, but he was selling like onions.
Oh.
And, you know, he was a vegetable farmer.
Oh.
And he would keep some eggs for me. I really like your eggs. And so he would keep them under the table. When he came by, he'd sell me his eggs.
Oh.
And he flipped over. And now also he says, you know, I'm older now. And so I have to, you know, bending over to do the vegetables is, you know, hurting my back.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
5,000 chickens. And I believe he's very successful.
Yeah.
And so, I'm so happy for him.
So he says, I have 5 Akbash that protect my chickens. They are an amazing breed. I am also touched to experience your movement to Christ. You both are an amazing couple and I look up to you. God bless Farmer Chris.
Oh, God
that
bless
was
you,
so
brother.
Sweet.
God bless you.
It was so, so sweet.
Yeah, he's just a cool dude.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoy chatting
very,
with
very
him.
Very, cool dude.
He's got such a heartfelt energy. Like, he's
oh, yeah.
sensitive.
Oh,
and
I always have to hug him right away. He's also
yeah.
my height, which is nice. You
yeah.
know, it's
yeah.
like, come here, brother. Yeah, I'm always excited to see him. I'm
That's
just excited
so sweet.
To see him.
So sweet.
You can find him at the Austin Farmers Market every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You should go and say hi. Tell him Curry and the Keeper sent you for a free egg.
For a free egg.
One egg. Yeah. Then we have 98766, 98,766
wow.
from 33 over 10.
Oh, Mark Hartwell.
Yes. And he sent us a picture because he, of course, became our most recent Salmon Ye. Sent a picture of his beautiful little dog trying to unwrap. What did you have that?
I have his note. Yeah.
What does his note say?
He said, "Your package arrived promptly and was very professionally wrapped. Someone used to work at Crate and Barrel." I've never worked at Crate, but presentation to me is everything.
And he immediately mentioned the Curry and the Keeper wrapping paper.
He said, I especially like the custom printed tissue paper.
Tissue paper, yes.
The BG, paper. The bad girl dog from Tickloff FLA, is proud of her dad's new Salmon Ye status. Unfortunately, without opposable thumbs, she can't drink a glass of Pinot Grigio or unwrap the bubble wrap. Tonight, I finally unwrapped the glasses and decanted some Pinot Grigio.
Oh, nice.
I took a photo, and he sent a couple photos, which are so sweet, of his little dog and then of the glasses. So I will post those in the newsletter. Thank you, Mark. See, he made another donation?
Well, he donated 98766 with the message, "No me yell, bruja."
Oh.
We got our monthly $25.33 from Katie Trimble. Thank you very much, Katie Trimble. No note. But
yeah, Katie, send us a note.
We do that.
Send us a note.
Phil Calvin, 61,200 satoshis. Truth is a person. Seek wisdom. Yep. Find Christ.
Yeah. Pastor Jimmy always that's said right. Jesus is truth.
That's right. He is truth. Mm-hmm. And there he is with 33,444. Sir Brian with an I, who says, "What a wonderful meetup this weekend. It was great to see the Currys, the Pruitts, the other Adam," that would be Salty Crayon / Mr. Robot, "Shannon from Houston, who was the first person I ever met at a meetup, the first timer with the curly red hair, whose name I've forgotten." I think that was Rhonda. I think it was Rhonda. Yes. I think so. He says, "I'm so sorry. Chris and the Morgans. I wish I had more time to talk to everybody, but I'm Sir Brian with an I, so I was in high demand with people asking if my girlfriend was real."
Nobody believes it.
Nah, nobody believes it. "It was a great warm-up for Indy. Can't wait to see the Midwest crew on the 4th of December in the evening, y'all."
In the evening!
Thank you, Brian.
Is his girlfriend coming to Indianapolis?
So he says. He's like showing us pictures. I'm like, this could be anybody. It could be anybody.
It could be ChatGPT.
Yeah,
could be AI
for sure. For sure.
Oh, we sure hope you found love, Brian, with an I.
Yes.
Gene Everett, 33,333.
Oh, Gene,
a nice
thank you.
Row of threes. Boost, boost, boost. "Hey, my buddy Dave, Pastor Dave, wants to send you to his new book, which is coming out. It's a daily devotional for Christmas season." Oh. "Mind shouting out best way to find the P.O. box next episode?" Well, yes, of course. It's on curryingthekeeper.com. Our P.O. box is 1849. Easy to remember because it was the California Gold Rush, 1849, 78624 in Fredericksburg, Texas. But you can find it on curryingthekeeper.com under the donation tab.
Yes.
We'd love to receive a, I love me a good devotional book.
I know. You have a ton of them too.
I just love reading every day. I'll read all these different devotionals. I love it. It's a great way to pick up a good scripture to dive into.
And you're still cool.
So I'm told. 33,015 comic strip blogger.
Oh, CSB.
"Howdy, love birds, Tina and Adam. This is the last boostergram for me from 2023. I'll be back in 2024.
Oh.
Yo.
Taking the month off, huh?
Well, he has to stop boosting for all shows because he has a big exam coming up.
Oh.
You know, he's an artificial intelligence programmer.
Uh-huh.
And so he has this huge test, which he has to do, which I immediately said, "Can you just have ChatGPT do the answers for you? That seems like the obvious thing." So he has to stop.
Oh, you'll be missed.
He has to stop. So we also, I pray for you, CSB.
Yeah.
I want you to succeed. I want you to ace this test. So it's
and
a big,
have a lovely, lovely holiday.
Have a great holiday, yes. Brother. Yes. Michael Hall sends in $7 through the PayPal. I think that may be a monthly donation, yes. Mm-hmm. As well. Appreciate it, brother. Mm-hmm. Alan C. Paul with 7777. Yes, a mini striper boost. We'll give you that. Trying this again because I don't think the last one worked. Is that a booster fail? Yes, clearly a booster.
Does he need to be decanted?
He will be decanted now, just in case.
You've been decanted.
Someone comes in with 3333 as the OG Salmon Ye.
Oh. Michael.
That has to be Michael. Happy Thanksgiving to all my fellow salmoniers and cork soakers. And he has a little turkey emoji. Yes, they work too. They work. The emojis work on the boostograms.
Paul Treadwell is a salmonier too. And I just wanted to point out that when we see them, we'll give them.
Oh, that's right. They get their glasses and the coasters. Yeah. We're seeing them on the.
We're going to deliver it personally.
7th or the 13th? 7th. The 7th. Yes. Mm-hmm. Looking for this. The oil baron.
The oil baron.
And his girlfriend.
And his gorgeous girlfriend.
His gorgeous girlfriend. We'll have stories, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, look who comes in with 3333, Sir TJ the Wrathful.
Oh,
known
TJ.
From the famous Dorfels and Into the Dorfel Verse.
Oh, yes.
They got another song out, which is, hold on a second, I want to get it right. It's Dorfels. It's Sing For You, which is a total Jesus jam.
Oh.
It's fantastic. Maybe I'll play it next week. It's so, these guys are so good.
I know. They're so talented.
I just listen.
I'm still in awe of the mom of Cheryl. Like, oh my gosh, Cheryl.
Every single song they do is just like, that's a hit.
They're all so creative.
Yes.
They're so creative.
They're so creative. You know, it's like, you know, they do songs where they play mandolin and it sounds good. I'm like, mandolin.
Blows my mind.
It's like the least sexy instrument in the universe, but they make it sound good.
I know. Oh, I know.
It's amazing.
Thank you, TJ.
He says, thankful, boosting for Curry and the Keeper and KTLD. Down. Then we have Sir Vince of the Pacific Northwest with 3333. Don't taste me, bro. That's a joke.
Oh.
It used to be "Don't tase me, bro." Oh, so now it's
no,
don't taste me, bro, from the wine tasting. Oh. I think yes. Let's see, Lone Yank 2345. We know Lone Yank. We have his name.
Okay. Yeah. Who's
Lone Yank again? He says, "This is a living vicariously through Tina boost."
Oh.
1 2 3 4 5. Then we have Øystein Berge, and Øystein is, I believe, he's from one of the Scandinavian countries. He does 1 2 3. Times a row of ducks boost. So basically 6,666.
Oh.
And no note, but we appreciate it, Øystein Berge. That's Øystein, an O with a line through it.
Oh.
One of those crazy things.
Oh.
And there he is, Salty Crayon, with a row of ducks
the
evening.
In the evening!
Thank you,
there
Adam.
There were two Adams in the back. I thought I was hiding behind you, Tina. This is the group shot that I posted. Yeah. What a... Was he trying to hide behind you?
I don't know. I didn't even notice.
I think so. Kyron comes in from Down Under with 2222 from the Mere Mortals podcast.
Wow.
He says, I saw a rooster get sacrificed in a Mexican church. They also drank soft drink to burp out the evil spirits.
Oh, gosh.
What? You know, people get into our shit, man. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I repent. Sorry. Some of my best travel stories were from Mexico.
Oh, you get a lot of
yes, exactly. You get a lot of opportunities to see crazy stuff. That's why he was talking about it.
Okay.
I hope to meet Kyron one day.
Yeah.
He may be coming to the Bitcoin conference in Nashville.
He's the second Kyron I know.
You know another Kyron?
I know my.
I've never heard this name. Yes. I only know one Kyron.
My ex-husband's nephew is named Kyron.
Mm-hmm. With a Y?
K-Y-R-I.
Oh, no, he's I-N.
This is A-N, Kyron.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a very common
name. No, not at all.
Thank you, Kyron. Lone Yang comes in again. 1 2 3 4. He says, I missed a boost from the last episode. So just making up for it.
Thank you.
And finally, we have Sir Sean Reiser. He says, in the evening.
In the evening.
A quick Thanksgiving prayer for all the cork soakers in Vineyard Nation. I'm grateful for you all. Remember, you are what you eat.
Yes.
Sure, Sir Sean. And that's it. Thank you so much. These are wonderful. Half of the joy is the messages, really. We love the value.
Thank you.
Again, you can give it through PayPal. Kind. You can time, talent, or treasure. We really appreciate you getting into the future of podcasting by getting a modern podcast app at podcastapps.com.
And on this Thanksgiving, we are truly blessed and grateful for every one of you. Truly. Our show wouldn't be what it is without everybody who's contributed
what has happened by us basically after episode 7, you know, converging. Well, we went from a ha ha wine and cheese podcast to, hey God, how you doing? Welcome to our lives. And it just seems like people are
into it. I think
it
was the other way around.
Well, What do you mean?
I think it was not, hey, God. God was like, hey.
Hey, you. Hey, excuse me. Let me change the formats.
I have this written out already.
We got a format change.
Exactly. It's been good, though.
Excellent point.
It's been good.
So thank you all very much. I really appreciate that. Yeah. It really makes the value for value work. And that's really all that is. You know, podcasting value for value is if you get anything, any value, and whatever you send back, as long as it's meaningful to you, it's meaningful to us.
And we just love you listening and laughing. And if you have a question or send it along, we love
emails. We certainly do.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything else before we get to the most important segment of the show?
You're calling it the most important segment?
Yeah, sure it is. People live for this. They're like, can't wait for this donation segment to be over to get to the question of the week.
You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
That's right. It's the moment where we lay it all bare because Tina has thought long and hard about the
question of the week.
Will I answer? Have I been prepared? Do I have an answer?
Will you participate?
Will I participate? Will I even participate in your silly games? Question of the week, everybody. Woo! Question of the week. I'm so excited. What is the question of the week?
In recognition of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's a Thanksgiving question.
Yes. Is it Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Because I've heard people say it both ways. Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving.
Have you ever noticed that?
No. Only you.
It's just me. Okay. In recognition of Thanksgiving.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish and why? And I got to call you out on something too.
But that's not fair. It's the question of the week. It's not the slam Adam of the week moment. Okay. Well, so I know what you're thinking because we have a tradition in our family, which is not my favorite side dish. So I will answer in two stages.
In our family, we have a tradition?
No. Oh. In my Curry family, we have a tradition.
Oh, you haven't had Thanksgiving with them for what? 30 years?
Okay. Traditions are traditions. I've been trying to keep the tradition going. It's not my favorite side dish. The Curry family tradition from the Curry side, not the Valerie Gale Clark side.
Yes.
Is a canned cranberry. You open and not with bits in it, just the jelly.
Jiggle
just
it out.
Just the nasty jelly that still has the imprint of the can. You open the top, you turn it upside down, you plop it onto a plate, and you're supposed to scoop out the middle and you take your cranberry from the middle with a spoon, and the person who breaks it where it collapses is the dunce.
Oh, that's right.
That's the tradition. Do you need to call me out or can I go to my favorite dish?
Oh, no. Go ahead. Finish your favorite dish.
Stovetop stuff.
Yes.
You know it, didn't you? Stovetop stuffing.
Because you were like, when we first started dating, you go, you know, I when I go and have Thanksgiving at other people's houses, I usually just make stovetop stuffing and I tell them that I made it myself.
And everyone's like, wow, this is the best stuffing I've ever had. Because let's face it, you can't beat stovetop stuffing.
Yes, you can.
I love stovetop stuffing. It's nice and sticky. It's filled with MSG and gluten and all
kinds. And GMO.
And there's nothing natural in it. Has some bioengineered ingredients. That has got to be by far, with some gravy, my favorite side dish.
I don't think that I've ever made stovetop with you.
No, you have not. No, of course not. Why would you give Adam his favorite? No, let's not do that. Let's make our own from scratch. How about your favorite dish?
My favorite dish as well is stuffing. Mm-hmm. However, the way my mom used to make it. And I can't make it like my mom. I don't know how. I mean, she made it where she broke up the bread and she sauteed the onions and the celery. And hers was more, it wasn't as like stovetop where you can see the little breadcrumbs, you know, the little cubes. Hers was more mushed together.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Have you ever considered asking her how to make it?
Oh, no.
No.
No. My Thanksgiving meal days are
over.
We're
both. Yeah, that's right.
I love bread, man. I miss bread.
You miss bread.
But let me tell you this one story.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving.
Good old Pat making the stuffing.
I know. It was good. I should get the, maybe
at least the recipe. Well, yeah. Maybe I don't know if she'll divulge it.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, it was homemade. It was none of this, open up a box sort of thing. In my previous life when I was married, Thanksgiving, I loved Thanksgiving. I loved the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and the cranberries. We did the canned cranberries too, but we sliced ours. We didn't have a game. And the gravy, the rolls, we had corn, green bean casserole, whatever.
Corn. Everybody loved corn.
Corn
is great.
And so we were invited over to my in-laws and my...
I'm sorry. I'm pre-laughing because I know the story.
And so my ex-sister-in-law and her fiance were there. They weren't even married yet. And so we come and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's my favorite meal. And so we're sitting at the table and my father-in-law, who is cooking, brings out steaks. And I looked, I'm like, are you kidding me? Steaks? And
where's
I'm like,
the turkey?
I'm like, surely he's going to have the right side dishes. He's going to have mashed potatoes and gravy. He brought out a baked potato. I'm not kidding you. I was mad.
And this was how many years into your marriage?
Elise wasn't born. I was pregnant with Elise. So it was 1990. I remember it was 1996.
He must have known it was going off the rails.
I was mad. I was mad. I was probably mad until Christmas.
Well, this year we are very fortunate. We're going to David and Andrea's. And we're very excited about it.
Yes. And all I have to do is make a salad.
And we're playing my favorite game, which I learned in Indiana. Explain the game.
We're playing left, right, center.
How does it work again?
I don't remember.
We have to bring dollar bills. I remember that.
And you roll the dice.
And you have
to
bring
dice.
Your Spanx. And I have to tuck it into your Spanx?
Or no. Is that, oh.
Sorry.
I should wear my Spanx. That's a good idea. I won't eat because I'll be in constant pain.
She'll be in pain. How does it work?
I don't remember.
Right,
you roll the die left, right. I don't. You roll something, and then you end up. People take your money either from the left or the right.
Right.
Because remember, Elise won. You would have thought
$100 or something.
No, she won $33, and would have thought she won $5,000. She was so excited.
Well, it's going to be great.
But let me say this: as we are coming to a close, this past year has been filled with so many blessings, most notably. You.
Oh, and so babe. Thank you.
I have so much fun with you. I love you so much. You make me laugh. You make me cry in a good way. You fill my heart. You fill my soul.
And I'm an okay producer.
And I'm so glad I didn't put my foot on that bridge to cross it.
Okay. Now you got me with that one.
Yeah.
I love you too, darling. Yeah. I wish I could be as eloquent as you just were, but I wouldn't want to even attempt it. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We will be back here next week.
Yeah.
Join us for wine and some laughter.
Yes.
In the evening. Vineyard Nation!
With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.